And now the game where we like to ask knowledgeable people about things that they don't know anything about. It's called Not My Job. Personal note, when I lived in Los Angeles in the early 1990s, I used to stalk somebody. He was a food writer, and every week he'd publish a column about some amazing ethnic restaurant he'd found in some back alley of greater Los Angeles. And I would clip the column and then follow him there a week later and eat what he ate. Well, this week, Jonathan Gold became the first food writer ever to win the Pulitzer Prize for Criticism. I'm utterly delighted to have him here. Jonathan Gold, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thanks.
Glad to be here. Now, for those who don't know your work, primarily in the Los Angeles Weekly, but also in the Los Angeles Times and other magazines around Los Angeles, your specialty has been for years, as I said, the most obscure ethnic foods. You'll write an amazing pay into like the greatest noodle shop that you'll ever want to know, and it's in a tiny mini mall out in the San Gabriel Valley, 100 miles from anywhere, but man, they have the best whatever ethnic specialty. How do you find these places?
I drive around a lot.
And do you just look for, because it occurs to me that you're doing an amazing review of some, like I said, randomly great noodle place. Does that mean you have to eat in 18 terrible noodle places till you find the right one?
I'm afraid it does mean that.
So
I've gotten food poisoning more than any man in Los Angeles, I think.
Wow. And you also, like I said, because you specialize in these ethnic cuisines, the real thing, too, none of this Americanized version, you've eaten some pretty odd things in your day.
Sure.
What do you think is the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Probably braised goat penis.
Wait, did you say braised?
So you don't want the fried one.
That's
no.
You don't want the fried one.
How did you come to sample that? I mean,
it was at a Vietnamese restaurant in the Los Angeles suburb of Monterey Park. And it was a peculiar menu. They had like seven courses of goat or seven courses of deer or seven courses of wild boar. And they had enough what they called pizzle on the menu from enough different animals that it seemed to constitute a distinct subspecialty of the restaurant.
Really? So it wasn't, you weren't like reading the menu trying to find what animal doesn't have the pizzle. You were pretty much, you were going to reach the pizzle no matter what animal you ordered?
It was probably there, though it was very expensive.
Really?
Now, yeah, that pizzle does not come cheap.
Confronted with that.
They are not easy to bread.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And
the goat doesn't like it when you do that.
No.
It
hates it.
No.
Well, how was it? I have to
ask. Well, you got to train your goat to roll over, first of all. And then say, do it near the crumbs.
You have the goat roll over in the egg, then the...
like the famous old recipe, first catch your goat.
That's exactly. So,
don't have to catch them, they like the egg.
I'm leaving.
I'm telling you, you just put the egg down, they'll come for the egg. They do not like to bread.
So, Jonathan, how was it?
Unfortunately, the texture was exactly what you'd think it would be.
I don't think it would be anything.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. I only had a couple of tentative little bites, but...
Yeah, that's what they all say.
We heard. I gotta ask.
Yeah, we've already violated the don't ask party.
Yeah. What happened afterwards? Did the goat ever call?
Sorry. No, it was hit and run. He didn't even leave his number.
Oh, it's terrible. I do, and I speak now as a long-term fan, want to talk about your writing style, which is amazing. One of the things that attracted me to you back when I was living in L.A., not just what you wrote about, but how you wrote about it. I have a couple of examples here from some recent reviews. This is your description of all things, a strawberry donut. A strawberry donut. The fruit is moistened with a translucent gel that lubricates even the occasional white-shouldered berry with a mantle of slippery sweetness oozing from the sides, turning the bottom of the pasteboard box into a sugary miasma in the unlikely event that the donuts actually make it home.
Wow.
Here you are on a kind of ice cream. In the Zabaglione gelato based on the popular Roman egg yolk custard, the flavor is so vivid, so pure, that you could swear you're experiencing not just the particular essence of the egg, but also what the hen in question had for supper the night before last.
You know, you could write for school lunch menus.
That would be one way to sell the Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, honestly.
I gotta ask you, do you ever cook? Are you yourself a cook?
Oh, yeah, sure I am. I have two kids who demand to eat every night, and I cook for them.
You wait a minute. How old are your kids?
One is 4, one is 12, and neither of them eats goat penis.
Well, I was about to ask. Not specifically about the goat penis, but you eat the weirdest foods in the world. I have kids about that age. They won't eat anything if it's not A, a noodle, and B, have nothing on it but butter and cheese.
Yeah, how would you review your own cooking?
I would take the 5th.
Tots of such surpassing quality that it makes you want to meet the tater that sired them.
I was in Birmingham, Alabama one time, and I looked at their weekly newspaper, and there was a review of their Domino's pizza. I swear I'm not making it up. And it was very positive, and it highly recommended the cheese dots, the cheese bread.
Well, Jonathan Gold, we're delighted to have you with us. Now, we've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Daddy, when the sea monkeys hatch, will they really have little crowns like it shows on the box?
You remember sea monkeys?
Sure.
Those happy, cheerful families of mysterious creatures that were advertised for years in the backs of comic books.
And then when they die, our house smells for a month.
Exactly. If you order them, like I did once as a kid, what you get is a plastic bowl and a packet of dried brine shrimp. You add water, and you get live brine shrimp, which are about as exciting as a colony of bacteria. Now, we're going to ask you 3 questions about Harold von Braunhut, the inventor of this remarkable product. Get 2 questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Jonathan Gold playing for?
Jonathan is playing for Susan Cota in Oakland, California.
Ready to go?
Sure.
Here's your first question. In addition to the sea monkeys, Mr. von Braunhut successfully once sold what to the youth of America? A, the genuine petrified lava, also known as a rock. B, the invisible goldfish, which was an empty bowl, some decorative pebbles, and an owner's manual. Or C, sealed bags of genuine mermaid breath.
I'll go with the mermaid breath.
You're going to go with the mermaid breath. Get it in the mail. Don't open it, because it'll... Yeah, no. No, it's actually the invisible goldfish. This little empty bowl.
I think I had the invisible goldfish.
You did?
Yeah. Mine died.
No, those are...
Should have read the manual.
Yeah. Made the house smell for a month.
Now, Mr. von Braunhut had a secret which might have discomfited many of the millions of people who purchased his various products. What? A, his main business, grinding up dried brine shrimp, that is, sea monkeys, to make fish food. B, he was an enthusiastic neo-Nazi and donated much of his profits to the cause. Or C, he raised his first crop of sea monkeys in the toilet of the federal prison cell where he was serving time for mail fraud.
I'll have to go with the fish food.
You're going to go with the fish food. No, actually, he was an enthusiastic neo-Nazi. He was a supporter of the Aryan Nations neo-Nazi group, and he often went to their conventions. Even weirder, he was Jewish. Huh. Had some issues, Mr. Braunhut did. Last question.
Was his autobiography entitled Sea Monkey Kampf?
At the time of his death in 2003, von Braunhut was reportedly working on another invention for the youth of America. Was it A, instant frogs, B, grow your own bread mold kits, or C, ESP amplifying baseball caps?
Well, I've gotten them all wrong so far.
Right.
So I'll say the frogs are probably wrong too, but I'll go with them.
Instant frogs?
Yeah.
You're right, sir.
Wow.
And sadly, His death, with his death, the world will never know how that was supposed to work.
I would imagine the directions involved just add frogs.
Carl, how did Jonathan Gold do in our quiz?
Well, Jonathan needed at least two correct answers to win for Susan Cota, but Jonathan had just one correct answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Sorry, Susan.
Well,
he has one correct answer and a Pulitzer.
Exactly, yeah. I think somehow the Pulitzer will take the sting away. Jonathan Gold writes the food column for the LA Weekly. This week, he became the first ever food critic to win a Pulitzer Prize. Jonathan Gold, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.